Hello, hello. Thank you for checking back into my podcast. Today is March 8th, a Friday, and today, in fact, we didn't have any school. So this is why I'm recording this so early. I'll probably post this around 4:20 or so, because right now it's 4:13, and I would usually, if I had school, I would usually get off the book. Like the bus around 3:40, something like that. So today we're going to be talking. See, Fridays are just regular stuff that we just talk about. Sorry. It's just like a regular schedule for Fridays. Wednesdays are more intense, such as the recent topics I've been talking about. But today, we are going to be giving an update on the Washington Redskins. And because we watched a couple videos about how an actual Native American feels about it, and it sort of changed my perspective, but not too much to the point where I switched to a whole different side. But we'll be doing an update on that. So then I'm just going to be talking about 6th grade coming up, because I am currently in 5th grade right now. The year is about to end, well, like 2 months or so. So I'm excited for 6th grade. But first, let's get into the Washington Redskins. Now, we watched a video, like I said, about an actual pure Native American's point of view about this. So to sum it up, it was a movie. She went to a college. This college recruited her to come to their college so they can, like, upgrade their diversity. So, she went to this college, and they were, like, warning her about the culture there. And, because they were, like, the Illinois team. Illinois or something like that. So, they used a chief, which is like the figure that you would see a Native American as. They used the chief as their mascot for their basketball and football team. So they were just warning her to work hard, get her degree, and get out of there. So she decided to go to the college, and she went with both of her children. So when she went to the college, she obviously was, like, telling her children that if they ever went to the basketball game or football game, to know what to expect. So they got tickets to a basketball game because they thought it would be fun. They got it from a friend of theirs, so they thought it would be fun. So they went to the basketball game, and once the chief came out, he had, a nice, I don't know what it's exactly called, but it's, like, the little hat of eagle feathers. And they were doing, and he was doing, like, traditional dances. And they felt as if the chief, was mimicking their culture. So they got really emotional, really sad, and she decided to protest outside of every basketball game, outside of every football game, and say, Native Americans are people, not mascots. So she did this for days and days, until finally, a couple of years later, they decided that being, like, the chief should not be their mascot if it's offending Native American people. Because, one, they want a good reputation. Two, if they offend Native American people, there will be less people to go to their college or support their sports team. So they wanted to have a good reputation, I'm expecting. So they decided to eliminate the chief. I don't know what they made their new mascot, but they decided that it was too offensive to have the chief as their mascot. Now, you're probably asking, it might have offended the Native Americans, but why would it? Well, like I said, the Native American, it seemed as if the chief was mimicking their culture. And they did not like that. Plus, they had certain traditions and, like, rules that they had set to. Because they usually respected the person with the eagle feather hat. But it was, like, hard for them not to respect the person with the eagle feather hat. Even though they haven't met him before. So it was sort of violating all the rules. So they just found it really offensive that they were mimicking their culture. Now, how that changed my opinion, I'm still on the breaking point. Not the breaking point, but I'm still on the side where they shouldn't change the name, because I don't think that I don't think that it should, because they go watch out for their cult, for the cultures and stuff, and they could just do a normal Native American, but not exactly the chief. They don't have to do the chief, so that the pe Native American people don't feel as if they have to respect them so much, and they get offended because they don't want to respect them because they haven't even met them yet. So they can just follow the culture rules, learn some culture dances and stuff, and do that and try to make them happy. That's what I think that they can do. But my opinion about them not changing the name is still there. I haven't switched sides because I don't feel as if they should change the name. Now, if it comes to a complete problem where people are deciding to dislike their team, I would agree to dislike to change the name. Because you want your team to have a good reputation, right? So they would want their team to have a good reputation and people to support them. So, oh shoot, sorry. Okay, so where was I? Oh yeah, so they want people to support their team. So I found out that I want to say his name is Daniel Snyder. Yeah. He is the creator. I want to say he's the founder, but I don't think so. But he's the creator of the Washington Redskins. So he says he wrote a letter to all the tribes, and he said, "Please tell me what the problem is that offends you, because I would like to know." So they told him, and they said, "Here, to make up for you using our culture as your mascot, maybe you can give us clean water, some fresh food so we can eat, some clothes, some good shelter." Because they live in a very poor environment and they don't want to live in that environment anymore. So they're like, if you want us to not think negative of your team, then you'll give us clean water. So Daniel Snyder, he decided to help out the Native Americans, and he put in money and made a fundraiser to help the Native Americans. So that even changed my opinion even more and made me feel even more strongly about keeping the name. Now, I think today I'm only gonna have time to talk about the Native Americans and the Washington Redskins, but I'll add a little detail into sixth grade because I'm getting to the end here. So sixth grade, I'm pretty hyped for. One reason I'm hyped for it is because we don't have to walk in lines down the hallway. That's what I'm excited about. Because I've been tired of that my whole life. I want to stand by my friends and talk to them while walking down the hallway. But I've never been able to do that in elementary school, so I'm excited about that. So then I am doing band in sixth grade. I'm going to be playing the saxophone, very jazzy, because there was this band recital thing that we went to try out instruments, and I went there and I tried out the flute, the saxophone, the trumpet, and I don't know what the other instrument's called, and I tried those instruments out, but I felt more comfortable with the saxophone. So I'm getting my very own saxophone that we had to pay a certain amount every month. But I'm getting my very own saxophone the first day of sixth grade. And I'm super excited for that. I'm so excited. Because I felt so comfortable with the saxophone, and the band teacher that was coaching me, he said that he even thought that I would choose the saxophone over all the instruments because I looked the most comfortable with it. And it was easy to play, the mouthpiece fit my mouth, and it just all flowed. And I really like the saxophone. I think I'll have a good time with it. But if you guys are going into sixth grade, tell me how you think you're going to do in sixth grade. Now, I'm not excited for the teams part because our sixth grade, I've heard, it might not be true, but there's teams. There's the A team and the B team. And now they might do it by last name or first name. like the first letter. But I calculated, and I won't have my best friend if they do it either way, because I'll be on A team either way, if it's my first name or my last name. But then my best friend, Blakelyn Russell, she will be on B team either way. So I'm like not excited about that. But I hope they like changed like the thing by grades maybe or something. But I don't know. But that's all really I have to talk about today. I feel like I got my emotions out and my opinion out for the Washington Redskins and how I have the update on it. And I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this. I'm going to get ready because my so happen best friend is coming over at 6 o'clock and it's currently 4:23. So I have to get ready for that. I'm basically ready. I'm just gonna like set up some games and stuff for us to play. But thank you guys so much for listening to this. I hope you guys have a wonderful day whenever you're listening to this. Please tell me your input on my Instagram account, how you feel about the Washington Redskins if you haven't already, and how you feel about sixth grade if you're going into sixth grade, or how you felt about sixth grade if you're in older grades. Or not really older grades, but yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this. I'll hope you guys listen on Wednesday. Bye.